It's time now for Tiger Talk Overtime.
There's a price to pay to win a championship. How we practice is how we're going to play. It's time. It's time all these distractions in, and we start getting to work and start doing it the right way.
Nobody split. Give the ball up and over, and Eden, I believe, touchdown. Touchdown, Auburn. Well, that was sure second effort by Bo Jackson. He just got hit behind the line of scrimmage. Everybody knew what was coming. Alabama knew what was coming. Bo Jackson just on sheer effort got it in.
Out of shotgun, Patrick Nix. Alabama bringing everybody. Nix is going to float one for Sanders. Sanders, oh, he caught it with the two, and he dived in. Touchdown, Auburn. Touchdown, Auburn. Oh, my goodness.
Carnell Williams at the tailback. They'll hand it off to Williams up the middle. 25, cuts it inside. 30, 35, 40. There goes Cadillac. To the 50, to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 15, 10. Go crazy, Cadillac. Go crazy.
He ran the missed field goal back. He ran it back 109 yards. They're not going to keep him off the field tonight.
Have fun doing it. Play hard, you play smart, you have fun. That's how you play the game. You communicate on the field. You take care of each other.
First down and 10, just inside of midfield. Here's Cam on the fake, right up the middle. Breaks a tackle at the 40. Stays on his feet. 35-30, 25-20. Peterson, the one man to beat at the 5. He is in.
Waits for the snap into place. There it is. The kick is up. The kick is good. Auburn wins. 22-19.
You come into our house, you got no chance. You got no chance. And we start and we play like that from start to finish. And you're going to know you played us. You're the most physical team every time we play at home.
Tiger Talk Overtime is presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now at 343-0106. Live from the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Shell Road, across from USA, here's your host, Doug Holton.
All right, thanks very much, and welcome into the show, everybody. A busy week here at the Voodoo Wing Company as the Tigers get ready to embark on the SEC campaign in 2022. Missouri is the homecoming opponent Saturday at 11 o'clock Central Time at Jordan-Hare Stadium, the first SEC ball game of the year. And speaking of the Voodoo Wing Company, hope you'll come by and join us tonight and certainly get all your goods, your tailgating goods in order before the ball game. It's an early one, so get your chicken sandwiches, get your wings. We're enjoying some of the garlic parmesan right now and great sides as well. The fried pickles, the buffalo mac and cheese, lots of stuff to choose from here at the Voodoo Wing Company for the ball game Saturday. Make sure you make your plans early and order ahead from the Voodoo Wing Company. All right, lots to talk about since the Penn State game, of course. You've heard all the negative talk since then about Coach Brian Harsin, that the end is near and he is out as the Auburn football coach. That may be true. There's been one voice that I've heard that is in the opposite direction, and that was Coach Tommy Tuberville, the former coach of the Auburn Tigers and now the U.S. Senator. He was on the Jeff Poor Show here on FM Talk 106.5 yesterday morning after his press briefing, and he says that he thinks Brian Harsin can work through this at Auburn. Of course, Coach Tuberville has been through this himself on the plains, and here's what he had to say about the future of Coach Harsin and Auburn football.
I was there last week, watched the Penn State game. We're all disappointed what happened, obviously, because they didn't play very well. But Brian Harsin inherited a mess, and people need to understand that. He's not playing with his players. He's playing with somebody else's. We knew that was coming. We need to accept that. Now, It's his job now to regroup, first conference game this week, and playing a team that he can beat at home.
Right.
LSU next week. And the hardest thing in a situation where your social media's yapping and all the talk shows and about what are we going to do with Brian Harsin, he's got to block all that out and get his team play hard.
All right, and I still tend to agree with Coach Tommy Tuberville that Coach Harsin can work through this and be successful. We'll see what happens. But controversy number two this week, the quarterback situation. T.J. Finley apparently injured in the Penn State loss. He will be out this week against Missouri. But the controversial part and the troubling part, really, to me, is his negative tweets or likes about some of his teammates this week. And then today on the Locked In Auburn podcast, his dad, D. Finley, goes public and talks about his frustrations with what has happened so far and obviously his frustration with the Auburn coaching staff.
I think that he hadn't been able to really settle in and really get a full game behind him. And if, you know, if anybody asks and say, hey, what do you mean? Well, TJ has had 53 out of the three games. 53 run slash or pass.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Robbie has had 51 run slash or pass. That sounds pretty close to 50-50 to me. You need to be embraced as the QB1, and I'm not looking over my shoulder, and I'm finna ride with you. You know, and then if it got to the third game and it really just wasn't productive at all, then okay, well, let's try something different. But how can you really try something different now? And it's been 50-50. So who's at fault?
And I mentioned that last week. I do agree with D about the situation at quarterback. It's hard for any quarterback to get in a rhythm when they're in and out like the Auburn quarterbacks have been so far this season. But I don't agree with him going public and TJ going public with their frustrations this week. And to top it all off, last night, running back Damari Austin tweets a picture of he and Holden Garner on the sidelines and says, quote, very soon. So who will be the quarterback for the Auburn Tigers this weekend? Will it be Holden Garner, the freshman, or Robbie Ashford? We'll have to talk about that some more. Coach Fred Riley will be with us shortly to do that. We'll hear from Bruce Pearl tonight, talk some Auburn basketball. Butch Thompson, the first day of baseball practice, fall baseball practice today. Lots to talk about on the show. We'll also hear from Andres Carlson, the Tigers place kicker, and we'll take your phone calls on the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line. 251-343-0106 is the number. We'll get to it all after the drive of the week.
It's time now for the Old Time Feed, old-fashioned Auburn Drive of the Week. Brought to you by Old Time Feed and Fairhope. Taking care of our friends never goes out of style.
Snap, Ashford in the pocket, now out of the pocket. Ashford to the 40, 45, angles across midfield. He's inside the 40-yard line, and they'll mark him down at the 37. Robbie Ashford, using the feet that time, getting 28 yards and a first down for Auburn. From the 37, Ashford looks, and he throws, and it is caught. It's caught by number 6 on the play, Javarius Johnson. Hunter goes in motion. Ashford drops to throw. Sets, and he throws. It is complete across the middle. Number 0, Coy Moore, with the catch. Ashford and the Auburn offense look to the sideline for the call. Play clock at 12 for the Tigers. Ashford throws the ball to Jarquez Hunter. 15. He's to the 10. Hurdles a man at the 10. Did he get to the end zone? He did! Touchdown, Auburn! Jarquez Hunter!
Wow. Did the same thing last year in the Penn State game down the sideline that time. Robbie Ashford, good read right there. Got a little slip screen out there to Jarquez Hunter, and he goes down the sideline, hurdles a defender, goes 22 yards and sticks the ball out for Auburn's first touchdown of the game.
Hello, this is Cecil Christenberry, and on behalf of the Old Time Feed and Garden family, I want to say thank you to all the wonderful customers who have shopped with us for so many years. When we opened our doors in the fall of 1987, I could only imagine the wonderful memories, tremendous support, and lasting friendships that would come our way. Please come see us for any of your lawn and garden needs, as well as pet and animal feed and supplies. We are so proud to sponsor the old-fashioned drive of the week on Tiger Talk Overtime. War Eagle.
All right, in the lone touchdown drive for the Auburn Tigers last week, Robbie Ashford finding Jarquez Hunter for the touchdown, and hopefully some more coming up this weekend as the Tigers take on Missouri. We're going to talk about the coaching situation, the quarterback situation, and lots more. Hope you'll join us on the phone lines, 343-0106. Coach Fred Riley joins us on the other side of the break, and we'll talk about Auburn football and much more on Tiger Talk Overtime.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Shell Road and Doug Holton.
All right, thanks very much. Welcome back into the show on a Thursday night. Glad you're with us here at the Voodoo Wing Company. And a lot's going on here tonight. We've got college football, West Virginia, and Virginia Tech. Is that right? 3-0, I think, on one screen. We got the President's Cup on another screen. And Auburn and Arkansas women's soccer on yet another screen here at the Voodoo Wing Company. Great night to come out and have some wings and a beverage as well. And don't forget to count on the Voodoo Wing Company Saturday for all your tailgate needs. All right, we want to talk some Auburn football, and welcome into the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line an old friend of ours, guest of the show, Coach Fred Riley is on the line. And, Coach, great to have you with us tonight.
Hey, Doug. Thanks for having me.
I know you've been out on the golf course today doing a little caddying and mending your wounds tonight.
They let you use a push cart. I didn't actually carry the bag these last 3 days, but I couldn't have done that. But yes, I've been caddying for my son.
Yeah. A rough road for the Tigers last week against Penn State, and they open SEC play Saturday early at 11 o'clock. It's going to be a tough game to get up for, I would think, that early in the morning. Your thoughts about last week and heading into this one?
You know, last week, you know, for me, that was the worst Auburn has played in a long time in terms of just being physically whipped at the line of scrimmage. And you know, and Auburn folks will tolerate a lot of things, but just getting whipped is one thing that Auburn folks won't tolerate. And I know Coach Dye had that conversation with Coach Tuberville years ago and told him, said, you know what, you ain't got to win every game, but you can't go out there and get beat like that. And you ain't going to stay around here long. And that element of it was very disappointing.
Yeah, and those comments kind of bring me to, I don't know if you heard Coach Tuberville in the last segment and what he said about Coach Harsin and the Auburn football program right now. There's been a lot of negative talk this week, almost everywhere you turn, people that make their living talking about college football and getting coaches fired. And Coach Tuberville kind of took the opposite view there, that maybe Coach Harsin could work through this and turn this thing around even now. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, again, Coach Tuberville is being a coach. You know, and a coach, you know, it's a tight-knit fraternity, and you know, you want to beat each other's brains out on game day, but you also root and support the guys that are in the positions they're in as long as you possibly can. And that's the coaching side of him involved in that. I feel the same way. I mean, you know, you let people do their job the rest of the year, then you evaluate them. I mean, well, folks don't consider when you. I mean, Coach Harsin ain't hearing all the social media stuff. He does a tough SWAT effort. He's eyeball deep at work. It's his kid. You know, his son's a quarterback at Auburn High School. I mean, his wife. I mean, the things that the families are put through with all this stuff. Folks don't think about that. That's an ugly stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the topic of the day, I guess, Coach, is the Auburn quarterbacks. And one thing we didn't mention earlier, we had talked a lot about Zach Calzada in the first couple of shows of the year, and you thought he might come on. And now today we learn, after the Penn State loss, that he is going to have surgery on his left shoulder and is going to take a medical red shirt. And, of course, we have the story about T.J. Finley the first part of the week tweeting out some things about his teammates. And today his dad comes out and talks, I would say, negatively about the Auburn coaching staff and the way they've handled things so far, and maybe the play calling this year and the way they've substituted in and out. What did you think of those comments? I know you've coached your son and had a son playing quarterback, and several people have had that situation. Did you make anything out of that?
You know, I mean, there's a time and a place for everything. Going public is as a parent is just not appropriate, in my opinion. If you got a problem with the coach, just didn't meet with the coach. I'm sure they'd be glad to meet with you. I don't disagree on. I don't have a problem with a two-quarterback system as long as both quarterbacks are running the same system. You can shuffle guys in as long as they're doing the same thing. It's just very hard to have a two-quarterback system when one package is for one guy and one package is for another. I just don't know how there's enough time in the week to make all that work. You know, I played two quarterbacks before and went to the state semifinals, but those two guys ran the same offense. I didn't change the offense when a different guy went in the game. And they were just so close. I played them both, but everything about the system sort of changes as the quarterbacks are being changed.
Mm-hmm. Well, with the comments that T.J. didn't really make any comments. He just tweeted or liked a tweet. Right. But the comments that his dad made today, it would seem to me very odd and very tough for him to make his way back to Auburn in the future. Do you feel that way?
Well, I mean, it's hard to if you've lost the locker room as a quarterback, it's hard to ever get it back. And I don't know if he's lost it or not, but he certainly didn't help himself any at all. The good news is, though, is that I just saw on Twitter a while ago that Tank Bigsby took his NIL money and bought everybody headphones by Beats by Dre. So at least some good things are going on in the locker room.
Yeah, they can concentrate in the locker room and before the game, I guess, on whatever music they like. I heard that in the previous hour. I want to ask you about Zach Calzada also, Coach. I know you were a proponent that he might come on during the season, and heard his announcement about his medical red shirt and his left shoulder surgery. Again, after the Penn State loss last week, that seems – somewhat odd timing to me, with Auburn now only having Olden Garner and Robbie Ashford at quarterback, and now Zach Calzada all of a sudden decides to have surgery and take a medical red shirt.
Yeah, you know, and I don't know what to read into that. You know, we've talked about this all summer and all fall that in our opinion, my opinion certainly, that if Zach Calzada was not playing, I believed it was because of an injury situation. And that they were, and that was not being made public, and that they were trying to get him well and ready to play. Now, who made the decision for the medical red shirt? Was it him? Was it the doctor? Was it the staff? Combination of all of the above? I have no idea, and I just hate that it's not going to work out for him, because I thought he was our best chance.
Yeah, I think everybody thought he was the man in the summer, so we'll see what happens in the future there. Might be tough for him to return to Auburn as well, but we'll see. All right, we're talking with Fred Riley, and, of course, Auburn and Missouri coming up Saturday at 11 a.m., the kickoff on ESPN. You can hear the pregame, an abbreviated version, starting at 10 o'clock Saturday morning right here on FM Talk 106.5. And, Coach, so let's look forward a little bit to the quarterback situation now. We have Robbie Ashford, who has done some good things in the past couple of games, took the team to a touchdown in the third and fourth quarter last week, the only touchdown they scored. And we have the freshman Holden Garner coming in, who seems like a very good talent and has a very good head on his shoulders. So what's your take on what happens this weekend?
I hope to see that the offensive package really expand with Robbie. that they do more quarterback design runs, maybe a little more option football. I would like to see two backs in the backfield next to him, where defensively there's a threat of three different guys running the football, because we know as well as I do, our vertical threat in the passing game limited. You've got to make some yards some other way, and I think that would be a nice addition to the package as you develop the quarterback and do more things in the run game with him. I'm looking forward to seeing what they do, and I hope that's what we see.
Mm-hmm. It seems like to me our problem, people talk about the red zone, Coach, our offensive line is not quite good enough to run the ball in, and our receivers aren't quite big enough and big play enough to catch a 50-50 ball in the end zone.
Right. And you get down there, again, that, to me that goes back to, okay, expand your running game then. You can't just be an inside zone, outside zone team. You've got to be able to run the football in some ways in which you hadn't got to block all of them. You know, option football is one of those ways to do it, adding the quarterback as an extra runner. Gives you more help numbers-wise also in the red zone. And certainly sooner or later, you've got to complete a pass. You've got to find a way to, even if it's to rig it up where you get the ball to the back against the linebackers and use the wide receivers as decoys. You've got to find a way to do something effective throwing the football down there also, no question.
Yep. And we have a pretty good option quarterback in the house, so maybe they can use that and use the running backs a good bit Saturday against Missouri. Coach, always good to visit with you, and looking forward to the game Saturday. Hope you enjoy it, and we'll visit again very soon.
Eat some wings for me, man. I appreciate it. Thanks.
We'll do it. Coach Fred Riley visiting with us here on Tiger Talk Overtime. And we're going to talk some more Tiger football when we come back. We've got Anders Carlson on the agenda a little bit later on. Baseball with Butch Thompson and college basketball with Bruce Pearl. Stay with us. Tiger Talk Overtime continues from the Voodoo Wing Company.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Shell Road, and Doug Holton.
And welcome back in, everyone, to Tiger Talk Overtime on a Thursday night. Glad you're with us as we're talking some Auburn football as the Tigers get ready for homecoming and Missouri at 11 o'clock Central Time on Saturday. It'll be on ESPN, and a little bit of pregame here on FM Talk 106.5. You can, of course, catch the postgame here as well. Want to remind you, it is an 11 o'clock kickoff, as we mentioned, so it's lunchtime, and you want to make sure, if you're not coming to the Voodoo Wing Company to watch the game and grab lunch, you want to make sure you get all your items for the ball game ahead of time and have them ready for lunch at halftime of the ball game or what have you. Lots of wings here at the Voodoo Wing Company. They have the spicy PB&J, which is a favorite of many, the garlic parmesan, which is my personal favorite, and the hot honey, lots of different flavors that you can choose from. They have tons of sides here, sidewinder fries, fried pickles, buffalo mac and cheese. They have everything you need. And, of course, the big packs of wings, 48-piece wings with two sides or 100-piece wings, whatever you need for the ball game this weekend, they have it here at the Voodoo Wing Company. And I hope you'll come to see them. Two great locations again in Mobile on Old Shell Road here by the South Alabama campus. And now at I-65 and Dolphin Street, great locations for you to visit, and the location in Auburn as well on College Street if you're heading to the ball game, right off the interstate, close to where the Supper Club used to be, as I always like to say. Visit the great people this weekend at the Voodoo Wing Company. All right, it's time now for the Horizon Financial Halftime Report, brought to you by Horizon Financial. Come with us and experience the Horizon difference. We want to talk to a couple of Auburn players on the halftime show tonight. First of all, Anders Carlson, who is coming off of an ACL injury, as most of you know. A credit to Auburn both on the field and off the field. We'll talk about his on-the-field accomplishments in just a minute. But first of all, Anders has been honored as one of 22 college football players this year, named to the All-State AFCA Good Works Team for his efforts in community service. And we asked him about what that honor means to him a bit earlier this week.
It's a huge honor because I know to be nominated from Auburn is a big deal, first of all, and to be the guy for the team is a big deal. But, you know, because we got great athletes, but more importantly, we got great people here, too. But then to be naturally, you know, make the team is even a bigger honor. So just very thankful for the opportunity to be here and what's been put ahead of me. And, you know, can't credit the people around here enough for that. So.
He really is one of the classy young men on the Auburn football team this year. And on the field, he's accomplishing quite a bit as well. Currently on the scoring list for the Auburn Tigers football team, the career record scoring list, he is in second place behind his brother, Daniel Carlson, who is having quite a year, by the way, in the National Football League for the Las Vegas Raiders. I think Daniel now has 28 field goals in a row, which is quite an accomplishment in itself. But anyhow, Anders is now in second place behind his brother on the all-time scoring list with 70 field goals, 168 point after touchdowns, and 370 total points. Daniel Carlson, by the way, 92 field goals, 198 point after touchdowns, and 480 total points.
It means I've been here a while, but it also means just a lot of discipline. For me, though, I really don't care about those records, honestly. I'm just here to help the team the best way I can and put 3 points on the board or 1 point on the board when my name's called. So it's cool to see those things. And, you know, my brother had an incredible career, too, so it's fun to chase that. But I'm here to win the next field goal, the next rep. So.
And as you might have guessed from listening to Anders Carlson, he believes that kicking, as many people think, it might be an individual thing, but Anders and the team at Auburn consider it a team event. Oscar Chapman, the punter for the Auburn Tigers, is also the holder for the Auburn Tigers, and Jacob Quattlebaum is the long snapper for the Auburn Tigers. And Anders says working together with those guys is very important in success.
I think the bond, I think something that's not noted, you know, obviously you have the, you know, the hard work. We're on the field a lot, putting in hours, and every snapper, every holder I've ever had has done that, and I'm very thankful for that. But I think just the connection off the field, just hanging out and growing together, I think that's what makes a great team is the relationships on the team. And so just having a tight-knit group there, you know, we get dinner once a week at least, and so that's what makes that bond special, and it usually helps on the field as well.
All right, hopefully lots of point after touchdowns coming for Anders Carlson this weekend, and congratulations on all his awards this year. Another leader on the Auburn football team stepping up this week is H-back Luke Deal. Although he's not in a starting role, he is a very important person on the offensive line and for the H-backs. A very crowded room with Tyler Fromm and also, of course, John Samuel Schenker in that H-back room. But anyway, earlier this week, after a disappointing loss, of course, to Penn State, Luke Deal was asked about picking up this offensive line unit.
Yeah, I mean, look, like I said, in this league, every week's a difficult one, especially when you play good out-of-conference teams. They played well. They came in, and props to them. But, yeah, really not just one specific group, but everybody's kind of needing a little pat on the back and just to lift everybody up, the leaders on this team, just stepping up and kind of leading this team forward instead of backward, because that's the main key, is just making sure everybody's on the same page and everybody just lifts everybody up. Because if you start thinking negative or this and that, as we all know, things like to have a snowball effect, especially whenever it's hyped up on this or that platform. And just kind of blocking out that noise and encouraging those guys is definitely key.
Exactly what the Tigers will have to do after a tough week of practice and an early game on ESPN at 11 o'clock. But Luke does believe this H-back group, including, as we mentioned, John Samuel Schenker, Also, Tyler Fromm and Brandon Frazier coming on in the past couple of weeks. He does believe the H-back group is a leadership group on this football team, and they can continue to lead and motivate during tough times.
All year so far, our group has really honed in on the details of things and tried to improve on those things. And I feel like we've done a very good job. Not good enough. No matter what you grade out at, no matter how many plays you make or how many blocks you make, it doesn't matter. We didn't win. So that's where we need to improve. Obviously, from a leadership standpoint, we got great leaders in that room, a bunch of people who follow us, and I think that's going to be the big key for us taking the next step in that room is just bringing everybody along, which I think we're doing a pretty good job of. But like I said, always room for improvement, especially if you lose a game.
We'll be back with more, including a word from head baseball coach Butch Thompson, after this from Horizon Financial. I want to take a minute to tell you about Henry Hardy and Horizon Financial, a company built on knowledge, personal service, and integrity. Henry Hardy has over 32 years in financial services. Henry Hardy is a SmartVestor pro utilizing Dave Ramsey's investing principles, and that tells me a lot. If you're looking for wealth management, retirement planning, call Henry Hardy and Horizon Financial, 251-625-2220, located across from the Eastern Shore Center at 1 Timber Way, Suite 100 in Daphne, Alabama. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Sage Point Financial Incorporated, SPF, member FINRA, SIPC. Working with an advisor who subscribes to the SmartVestor Pro Network cannot guarantee investment success or that financial goals will be achieved. Advisors pay a fee to belong to the SmartVestor Pro program. Dave Ramsey and the Dave Ramsey SmartVestor Pro program are not affiliated with Sage Point Financial Incorporated and are not sponsored or endorsed by Sage Point Financial Incorporated. All right, welcome back, everyone, to the show on the Horizon Financial Halftime Report. Time to talk a little bit of baseball. The Auburn Tigers and Coach Butch Thompson coming off another World Series season as they went to Omaha last year for the second time in Coach Thompson's tenure. And the Tigers at present ranked number 6 as far as their recruiting class, which is one of the higher classes in Auburn history. So things are going well from that perspective. Of course, there are also expansions and new things going on at Plainsman Park. And today was the first day of fall practice for the Auburn Tigers. And the coach talked about that earlier today.
You know, since school started, we've been working at basically two-a-days. We're in a month, you know, some 6 a.m. workouts, some conditioning, and then come back in the afternoon and work on your skill and your craft. And even though you got 24 new players and 24 returners, they've been working separate. You know, pitchers with pitchers, infielders, catchers, everybody's been separated. And to start today with everybody being together as one team, this is a significant day for us. So we're excited to get things started.
Butch, how do you feel about the group rated 5th or 6th in the country coming in? And that includes some of your transfers. Just how do you feel about that, those newcomers?
Yeah, I know that we do have some good young players, regardless of somebody's putting us in the top 5 or 10 by publication. That's awesome. Every program strives for that, whether they say they don't do or not. What we know is we got good young players. So that's exciting for me of where these guys are going to make an unbelievable impact on our program. Probably the challenges for us will be, again, our schedule coming up. You know, it benefited us last year. We won enough games to be in the, again, top 5, top 10 of RPI, but we're going to have that type of schedule.
All right, the thoughts of Coach Butch Thompson. Apologize for those that audio difficulty there, but looking forward to seeing the Tigers playing their fall schedule. And once again, having a successful spring and hopefully making it back to the College World Series once again. They're certainly doing a great job at Auburn Baseball and Plainsman Park. We are here live at the Voodoo Wing Company, Virginia Tech and West Virginia on the big screen here. 7-3, Virginia Tech on top with 7:18 to go in the second period of play. The Auburn Tigers on the soccer field at Arkansas trailing 1-0 at last check. And we've also got some President's Cup golf going on here. Lots to do tonight at the Voodoo Wing Company. Hope you'll come out and see us and grab some food. And of course, don't forget this weekend to see him for Auburn and Missouri at 11 o'clock in the pregame at 10 o'clock right here on FM Talk 106.5. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up with some college basketball. We'll talk to Auburn coach Bruce Pearl in just a couple of minutes right here on Tiger Talk Overtime.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Shell Road, and Doug Holton.
And welcome back, everyone, to Tiger Talk Overtime for the final segment on this Thursday night. And we're going to talk a little college basketball this evening in the final segment for this week. Don't forget, though, to make the Voodoo Wing Company a part of your day on Saturday as the Auburn Tigers take on Missouri. Homecoming on the Plains at 11 o'clock Central Time. And you can get all your needs for the game, tailgating, or if you're watching the game at home in front of your big screen TV, don't forget the Voodoo Wing Company. Come by and get some wings, some sides, and beverages, everything you need here at the Voodoo Wing Company. All right, college basketball is opening up in just a few days, and a lot of information out this week. The ESPN Way Too Early poll was released a couple of weeks ago. The Tar Heels of North Carolina ranked the preseason number one after their Final Four appearance a year ago and their victory over Duke in the Final Four. The Kentucky Wildcats of the SEC ranked number four. Arkansas and Coach Musselman at number nine. Tennessee, Bruce Pearl's old team at number 12. And Bruce Pearl's current team, the Auburn Tigers, at number 13. So the SEC well represented in those top 13 teams. Also, the schedule released this week is at least the SEC schedule, and Auburn will tip off its conference slate with Florida on Wednesday, December 28th at 6 p.m. Central on ESPN2 at Neville Arena, and they conclude league play hosting Tennessee on Saturday, March 4th at 3 p.m. Central on ESPN also. The Tigers will face Kentucky in a primetime CBS matchup Saturday, February 25th at 3 p.m. And also that is in Lexington, Kentucky this year, of course. And Auburn also, as always, has a home and home with Alabama and a full slate of Southeastern Conference basketball also. Well, this week, the Bruce Barkley and basketball event at Grand National out in Opelika, always a big event for men's basketball. And Bruce Pearl talked about this year's team a little bit while he was there, and some of the newcomers and the guys that have been there for a while, and how he will mix them together to start the season.
I think there will be a challenge to plug in new guys. I think the great challenge is going to be, at what point does the cream rise to the top? In the sense that I feel really good about the 13 guys that we got. And I feel really good. Now, do I feel great? Who am I going to feel great about? And that's what this preseason is designed to do. When do guys go from being really good to great? Who does that? It was clear that Jabari was great. That made things easy for me as it relates to how you play call and what you obviously do. Walker was the defensive player of the year. It was easy to defensively scheme around his abilities. I'm very pleased with our depth. I'm very pleased with our effort and our attitude. It's going to take the lights coming on to see, you know, who we are and what we are when the time comes.
Bruce Pearl, a pretty good record 4 out of the last 5 years on the Plains. He has really put things together. And one of the reasons he has done that is because he has developed depth in the roster. He sees that again this season as an advantage for the Tigers with the roster that he had last year and the combination of the new talent coming in for 2022-23.
I just don't think there's going to be that much separation. I really don't. I think we have two really good centers, two really good big guards. We have two really good wings, two really good scoring guards, and two really good point guards. I see us playing 10. I see there being more. I think there's going to be more minutes in the 20s and in the high teens than there are going to be in the 30s. Right now, which I think could be a good thing. So therefore, that'll dictate the style of play. Could we be a little bit better defensively without Walker? I don't know. But I think we could be, because I think we could be a little bit more physical. We're going to have to shoot the ball better. We're just going to have to make open shots and free throws better than what we've made. And so that's going to be one of our, that's going to be one of the things I would be, I'm not worried about anything right now, but if I was worried about anything, will we make open shots and how will we be from the foul line?
And how will the Tigers accomplish that? Well, they'll have to rely on, again, the new talent coming in this season, starting with Yoan Traore, the guy who switched from LSU to Auburn. He showed off a lot of talent in Israel. Also, we have Chance Westry, the 6'6 wing player who can shoot it and drive to the bucket as well. We have Trey Donaldson, the point guard from the panhandle, and Janai Broom, who looks like basically a low post player, but all of those guys very, very talented.
There's some things you just can't teach, and so like Chance Westry and Janai are two freshmen. They're going to play professionally. They'll play in the NBA because they have it. At what point, you know, they may both be a two-year situation. Don't try to put a time frame on it. But they just got stuff I can't teach. You know, Janai's got a different level of athleticism and bounce. And he's all ears, and he wants to get better. And, you know, Chance is a 6 foot, 6 inch, 6'5 guard that can see over the top of things, make plays for himself and others. But they're going to make mistakes. I mean, they're not going to be, you know, they're not proven. You know, Janai's only, I mean, we talk about Yoan. Yoan's only played the game for just a little bit.
Right.
But there's real talent. Janai is an old school. He's an old school center. He's an old school, back to the basket, you know, make plays, make the right pass, tough kid. He can do some things facing. I mean, the thing I like about him is they're all working hard. They all want to get better. None of them have got, you know, any kind of attitudes about being there already. And they all know it's a work in progress.
And Coach Bruce Pearl earlier this week at the Bruce Barkley and basketball event out in Opelika at Grand National. Always a great event. And Sir Charles there as well, as he is, has been every year for the Auburn Tigers. Looking forward to seeing Coach Pearl work his magic again this year and put those guys together, the guys that have been there and the guys that are coming in via the transfer portal or as freshmen. So we'll look forward to that and the Auburn basketball schedule as it gets underway not too long from now, practice starting in October. They haven't worked out the exact date yet, but we'll let you know when that happens. Well, Auburn and Missouri coming up this weekend, as we've talked all along tonight. We appreciate all of our guests being here, especially Coach Fred Riley, talking about the Auburn quarterback situation. It'll be interesting to see exactly what happens this weekend with the Tigers as they take the field at Pat Dye Field in Jordan-Hare Stadium. Robbie Ashford, you would think, would be the starter, but we'll see what happens. The Tigers certainly might come out with a new look if that is the case, and he is the quarterback for more downs than he has been in the past, and certainly looking forward to seeing Holden Garner play as a true freshman. It's probably something that Coach Brian Harsin didn't want to do this year, didn't want to burn that redshirt season maybe, but Holden Garner, by all accounts, a very good high school football player, a guy who really came on in his senior year in Savannah, and a four-star guy, a guy that most people say has a very good head on his shoulders, and also maybe the best arm on the Auburn football team. So we'll see if we get to see that this weekend as Auburn takes on Missouri, 11 o'clock. Again, the pregame here on FM Talk 106.5 at 10 o'clock this week. You can hear an hour of pregame as the Tigers get ready for the Tigers of Missouri. So hopefully a big rebound this week after a very disappointing game a week ago against the Penn State Nittany Lions. It was a ball game at halftime, and the Tigers really let it slide away in the third quarter of play. And that Auburn defense hopefully will make a better showing of it this week as well. It was disappointing to see, to me, some of the linebacker play last week for the Auburn Tigers. They didn't seem to fit the gaps and really make the tackles and make the hits that they needed to make against the Penn State Nittany Lions a week ago. But anyway, again, Auburn and Missouri, 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock here on FM Talk 106.5. The Auburn Tigers soccer team still playing here at Arkansas, down 1-0, I think, is still the count at Arkansas as the clock ticks down the last few minutes of the ball game there. But Auburn still with a chance to win that one. And lots of college football all weekend long right here at the Voodoo Wing Company. Right now, Virginia Tech 7-3 over West Virginia on the big screen. Auburn will be on here Saturday as well as all of the big games. We hope you will take advantage of that. And we'll see you at the ball game Saturday, Jordan-Hare Stadium. Until next week, Doug Holton, Tiger Talk Overtime. War Eagle, everybody. See you next time.